This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Adventure Days. Get your brand new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
I thought we weren't playing any Michael Jackson.
Well, Curtis, you're right. I was able to stop Wiggy and Ken because they were conspiring to play Smooth Criminal from Michael Jackson.
Nope.
And I nixed that in favor of what I would say is probably the best Michael Jackson cover ever, and that is Alien Ant Farm and their version of Smooth Criminal.
Curtis thinks that is Michael Jackson.
Yes, he does. Yes, that's clear to all
of
us.
Michael Jackson was so talented.
Curtis, not a music guy.
No, not a music guy.
Can't be great at everything.
Coming up on tomorrow's program, Julian Edelman will join us during the 6 o'clock hour. And Jason McCourty will join us during the 7 o'clock hour on a Patriots Friday. Danielle is on vacation today, tomorrow, and I think on Monday. But that means I will fill in as your host for Pandemic. So let's get to that.
It's time to play Who's More Pandemic?
It's not rocket scientist.
All right. Well, we have all experienced the lack of rhyme or reason during this pandemic. So this game is about getting to what is true and what isn't when it comes to the pandemic. And if you are able to beat Wiggy, then you will walk away with a fabulous WEEI pen full of ink. Mrs. Wiggins loves the pen.
They're a tremendous pen, she said.
How is our supply of pens, by the way? Are we doing okay? Or
it's dwindling.
I'd like the prizes to get better. My goal is for the prizes to get better in this game. I don't mind the WEEI pen, but I am working on a prize or two.
Working your way
that,
up?
I'm working on a prize that you, Stan, will absolutely adore when it comes to this game for next week. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay.
I want in.
Kevin is up first. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Where are you calling from?
I'm sitting in the parking lot of Lowe's in Waterford, Connecticut.
Oh, Waterford, Connecticut. All right. Guys, a regional...
Hey, quick.
Yeah, go up. What?
Just a quick question. Is this thing a refillable? Can you refill this thing, or am I throw it out when the ink's gone?
That's a great question. That might be the next upgrade. We do the refillable pens.
Yeah, I don't think this is refillable.
You're on your own on the
ink.
That
helps for the climate.
Yeah, so just save it. Save it for the important letters.
Refillable ink.
Yeah.
It's trying to save the world, okay, Curtis.
Gotcha. All right.
A regional grocery store chain in upstate New York has hired produce distribution managers who stand in the produce aisles and place fruits and vegetables in carts so there is no customer contact with produce. Wiggy, is that true or false?
I think that's true because, you know, people love to go in there and they love to, you know, squeeze the fruit. And,
yeah.
Oh, I like this one, touching it, getting in germs right all over it. So right. I think it's true.
All right, Kevin?
Man, I'm gonna have to agree with Wiggy.
That is true. I'm sorry. Thankfully, that is false.
That's false?
You can still squeeze the melons.
Wow.
You can still fondle the tomatoes.
I thought you couldn't squeeze the melons. No. I thought Dr. Fauci said you should never squeeze the melons.
You're an alarmist.
The lifeguard got all excited there for a moment, thought he could finally go back to the grocery store where he hasn't been for six months.
No, I go every Sunday. That's that's my trip out a week.
Do you sneak in during senior hours? Or
Right after the end. No joke, 9 a.m.
But he doesn't buy any fruit, though. So
ton of fruit.
So how do you do that, though, if people touched it?
You're allowed to.
But somebody might have touched it before you.
That's not on surfaces. It's just it's airborne.
All right.
This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Good morning, guys. How are you today again?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Justin and Wiggy. Harvard psychologists are tracking vivid dreams experienced by thousands of Americans which have been caused by the pandemic. The dreams involve swarms of flying insects, grasshoppers with fangs, and fights with giant bug-like creatures.
Hmm.
True or false?
I'm going to say that one's false, man.
False.
Yeah, I don't buy that one.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Really?
Yes.
Over 2 weeks.
Yes, it is in fact true. Justin, you have won a WEEI pen. Hang on so we can send it to you. But yes. According to psychologists at Harvard, and some may be able to weigh in and say if this is true, it's kind of like the call of the void,
right?
Which we discussed yesterday, where people in mass are having these dreams, and apparently the bugs, the insects, the grasshoppers with the fangs, they are a metaphor for fighting the virus.
Really?
So, yeah. Hmm. I mean, if you're having those dreams, certainly call and let us know. Ken, are you having those kinds of dreams?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. All right. That's good to hear. This is Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hey. Hello. Hi.
How you doing, Dennis?
Not too bad.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Not allowed to open for the last 6 months, an aquarium in North Carolina has drained their wishing waterfall and collected 100 gallons of coins that were thrown in, so that they could clean them and pay their bills.
Hmm.
True or false?
I think that's true.
True?
Because there's a lot of money in coins there.
Yeah. Dennis?
I'm guessing this will be the aquarium right on Myrtle Beach. I think we've been there. I was there 2 years ago. And I think I'm going to go with Wiggy. It's true.
It is true. Yeah. Yes, it is.
There's money, man. There's money in those wishing wells.
Well, and we have a national coin shortage, which is going on. So
we need to get the coins back in circulation.
Take them out of the wishing wells. Hello, hello, Andy.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Andy?
I am well.
All right, guys. New guidance from the Department of Health officials in Virginia has banned the sale of balloons because of the risk of viral droplet spread when they are being blown up by a person. True or false?
I'm going to say true because Virginia's like Massachusetts and they're like Bitchville too. So definitely their governor did that.
All right. Andy?
I'm going to have to go opposite of Wiggy. I'll go false.
You're right. You nailed it. You get a pen. That luckily, that has yet to happen. You can still blow up a balloon if you want to, although you should be careful.
Is that governor still in office in Virginia?
Yeah,
I think he is. Yeah. I think he's, yeah. You're not allowed to blow birthday candles out, though, right, lifeguard? That's a no-no.
You can't sing happy birthday.
Six people or ten?
This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, what do you say, Greg? How are you?
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing excellent. Hey, Wiggy, J-E-T-S, East Boston Jets, baby.
There you go. Way to go. Easty pride, baby.
You know it.
He be pride.
All right, guys. An English man attempting to travel on a Transport of Greater Manchester bus was kicked off after attempting to use a live snake as a face mask. True or false?
Yeah, that's false.
That's false.
Use a snake as a face mask?
Yes.
No, that's false.
False? Jack?
No, that is true all day long, Greg.
Yes, it is.
All day long.
Yes, it is.
Wiggy. Yes, it is.
That's true.
Wiggy.
Yes.
Use a snake as a face mask?
You've won a WEEI pen, Jack. Congratulations.
Ain't you afraid the snake's going to choke him?
Yeah. Well, if the snake choked him and he died,
he'd be COVID dead.
He would be coded as COVID. Right, Ken?
Yeah.
All right. That is Pandemic. You can play again next Tuesday or Thursday at 8.
What about my questions I sent in?
It doesn't work. If you're the contestant, you don't submit questions for a game show. They were good, but that doesn't work. You know the answers. That doesn't work. All right. Right now, Ken, and what is trending?
Tomorrow morning on Patriots Friday, Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England Final Chance Clearance going on now. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Celtics down 3-1. Any hopes of a comeback here?
No,
Friday
I think so.
Night?
No. I don't think so. I mean, I think they may win Friday night.
No way.
But no?
No way.
Why? Because it's the bubble and they want to get out of there?
They got their tee times with Tuca.
This is disappointing because this was a winnable series for them, I think. And
winnable.
I mean,
they should have won. They were the favorite in this series.
Yeah, they're favored tomorrow night, 3.5 points.
Yeah, oh. Well, they've been favored all along. We've talked about it all morning, but you can't turn the ball over 19 times and expect to win that game. You cannot get one half of a game performance from Jason Tatum and expect to win that game. I mean, I get it. He came up big in the second with 28 points, but I mean, he just looked. They all looked off.
Yeah, that's a problem. Their superstars or their best players, night in and night out, they're just. One night they can look like, all right, this guy could be a top 15 player. The next night it looks like the guy should be playing in the G League.
Their best hope, Bam Adebayo's injury at the end of last night's game possibly could affect him for game number 5.
If that doesn't, then that's a huge, huge benefit for them.
But here's Jaylen Brown discussing what they need to do for game 5 Friday.
Definitely get together. You know, and these type of moments are crucial, you know, because we don't want, you know, to be separated. We want to continue to be together and go and fight to the end. I think that's the best thing that we could do to represent this organization, represent ourselves, represent our families, stay together and play hard. I think everybody will be part of that result. But if we don't stay together and we fall apart, it's not going to be a good look.
Do you notice something? 3 times he said in there. Staying together, separating.
Mm-hmm.
When you ever hear a team talk about that? You know, usually we got to play better. We got to do a better job. We got to move the basketball, play better defense.
So you said this earlier. You think that the locker room skirmish was a bigger thing than we gave it credit for being?
Yep,
right?
Because usually when you have a locker room skirmish, that means there's a buildup to the blow-up. And then once you have the blow-up, it just doesn't go away.
Well, did you listen to Marcus Smart talking about it last night during the pregame?
Yeah.
Which is so odd.
Was it
social distancing? Is that why he's why he's got the headphones on? He's shooting the ball and she's got the mask on.
That was just awkward.
Why does she have a mask on interviewing him?
She's in the bubble.
Isn't she in the bubble?
No. Why do they wear a mask when they're talking to like us at home? And they're just not interviewing anybody, but they're just answering questions, and they're still wearing the mask.
But he was essentially saying that he doesn't care whether they like him or not. Mm. Somebody's got to be the bad guy, and somebody's got to hold everybody accountable. And, I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, he's the guy who's basically calling guys out and telling guys that they got to step up. And maybe when it comes to the superstars, they don't like that.
They don't like that.
He doesn't back it up with his shooting. Like, his hustle's always there.
Who's Smart?
Smart, and he was...
No, I mean, he shouldn't have been... I mean, he threw up a couple horrendous...
And I think that's
horrendous
why they,
threes last night. He should not be shooting threes.
But see, the problem is, they're looking at him like, dude, you're telling us what we need to do, and then you're just hawking up shots, and you can't shoot. So it would be one thing if he's like the dirt dog and he scraps and he's yelling at guys, but he's not taking shots. He's deferring and passing. There are times when he comes up and he thinks he's Steph Curry. They got to be. You don't think Jason Tatum's looking at him sideways like, bruh, what are you doing? And I think that's part of it where he feels like he deserves a bigger role offensively. They don't feel that way, but then he feels like he's the leader. And it's all.
Yeah.
You know, and guess who's at the head of all this, driving this ship? Brad Stevens, and he ain't controlling it, and everybody blame Kyrie.
Where's the poll at, by the way?
Oh, let me see.
Players were at last check running away with the blame pie.
Did Michael Jackson? Oh no, different one. It is Jesus, what, man. Here it is.
Ask the question.
Who is the most to blame for the Celtics being in a 3-1 hole against the Heat? 76% Celtics players, 20% Brad Stevens, and 3% goes to Danny Ainge.
Yeah. I mean, and how many votes is that?
Almost 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Wiggy, you're just, I think you're off base when it comes to Danny Ainge. I think he has.
How?
Because he's delivered players. I mean, do you think they're a player short to win this series? I don't. I think they have the players to beat the
Heat. So then what is it? Oh, if it's not the players and they can't win this series, then what is it? The coach?
No, I think you got guys who are young players who may be a bit ahead of themselves at where they are at in when it comes to the NBA.
You needed more talent to help them out.
Right.
Do you sense
it's their attitude, not their ability.
If it's their attitude, their then attitude. The coach needs to fix their attitude.
I mean, Jason Tatum, he goes up for these three. I mean, the guy's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anything away from him. But he goes up for these, you know, beautiful artistic threes and falls back like he's LeBron James, and they clang out and don't go in.
I think they're too selfish?
I don't know if it's selfish or
their shot selection where
Saturday night they got the ball in the paint, they won the game.
Okay, whose job is it to make sure they get the ball in the paint?
Brad Stevens.
Okay.
Do they have a sense of urgency? Do you feel like this team is playing to keep its season alive?
No.
I mean, that's the coach.
Not last night.
Right. And,
not last night.
And the coach coaches the guys that the president or GM brings in. And Danny's been here 17 years.
And Wick hired Danny.
Wick did hire Danny. But he's been here 17 years, and the guy has won one championship. Where else would you say a GM would be able to still be a GM with one championship in 17 years? Find me another GM.
Cleveland.
No, they change GMs every 6 months.
They won one title in 60 years.
You got Game 5 coming up Friday at 8:30. Patriots and Raiders Sunday at 1, of course. But tonight, Week 3 begins. What a battle of Florida. Dolphins and Jags tonight, 8:20 kickoff, Wiggy. That's a good one.
No, I'll pass on that one. I'm gonna save my late night for Monday night, Chiefs and Ravens.
The big game the Patriots won this season is going to be against an 0-3 team once we get on the air tomorrow.
Red Sox do it again tonight. Last game at Fenway tonight, 7:30, first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And that's what's trending now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
But Jalen described it. He felt like you guys just came out flat tonight. Can you explain why? Do you feel like there is a reason why? Was it the break or anything like that?
No, I can't explain why. I don't know, to be honest. That's really hard to hear, when that we came out flat. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you just have to be better.
Kemba Walker, or as Wiggy would call him, Kember Waka. And it's hard. What does he mean? It's hard to hear. I mean, played in the game, didn't he?
Yes, right. He did.
You would know
whether or not you guys were flat, whether or not you guys came out the right way. I mean, you would know all that stuff.
I mean, it was their lowest scoring half in the playoffs. So just by definition, they were flat. I mean,
do we buy into the locker room kerfuffle?
I do.
Being about, I didn't even finish my sentence. Do we buy into that being about an unnamed player upset with the shot selection of Marcus Smart, the fact that he was taking threes at the end of that game, game two?
I do.
You do?
I buy into everything when you have a locker room, what do you call it, skerfuffle?
A kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle?
It was a kerfuffle in the locker room.
Yes, when you have a locker room...
skirmish?
Yep, when you just brawling in the locker room and there's a lot of, you know, trash talking, you need to do this, bitch do that, nah, who you talking to, blah, blah, blah. That tells me that there's something going on there with the relationship as far as the unity of those players.
And it is that those guys... They want Marcus Smart to know his role.
There you go. And that's generally what happens. When you have one of those locker room blow-ups and people are in there, you know, and it's not like it's more about what's going on. It's because you ain't staying in your lane or you ain't doing what it is you're trying to do. And that's where I said it went back to. There's too many chefs like, I want the ball. I'm the best player on the team. I need to take the last shot. I got to get my shots. But if you got Brown, Tatum, Kemba, and Marcus Smart all thinking like that, then that's a problem you're going to have in basketball.
And that's on Brad Stevens.
Right.
And that was after game two. They had the 5-point lead with 4 minutes to go, and there were a couple bad Marcus Smart decisions down the stretch in that one. He took a bad a contested two. He had a turnover, which Jimmy Butler stole, so he was part of that for sure.
And who gives him the ability to shoot like that? The coach. Because if the coaches say, hey, if he goes on a run where, like Tyler Hero, he went on a run, he was on point. But you think the next
game...
He
was lights out last
night. He was lights out. But do you think the game is going to go through him? Or is it like, when we're in this situation, it's Jimmy Butler, it's the Dragon, and then Tyler... Bam, whoever the next guy is, because we all know our roles. That's the problem. No one wants to play. You know what it is with the Celtics? And I'll give it very easy. No one wants to play the Scottie Pippen role. Right. Every one of them want to be Michael Jordan.
Do you think anybody on this team, Wiggy, fears Brad Stevens?
No.
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 And I think this team has reached its ceiling with Brad Stevens as its head coach.
Because he can't manage egos, is what you're saying.
Right. Yes. He is brilliant. And I'm not joking, brilliant at taking mediocre players and good players and bringing them up a level. He did it at Butler. He's done it with the Celtics.
Right.
But in defense of Brad Stevens and Marcus Smart, 2.5 minutes left in the game last night, and your star, your Michael Jordan, travels. Like, it's a jab step, but he turns it over. He's just, like, what the hell?
But do you think do you think they know that do you think they know the pecking order? In that locker room, like, all right, where in the Lakers?
What would you think it would be?
I would think it would be Tatum. Then
over Kemba.
Yeah, I think Tatum would be the apex predator in there, right? He'd be the top dog.
Yeah,
right. He'd be the lion. Then you would go down, and then I would think that it would be Kemba Walker after him. And then after Kemba Walker,
Jalen.
But I don't think Jalen is too far behind Kemba Walker.
Where does Marty Conlon on that list?
But the problem is...
Then you got Gordon Hayward.
And then you would have Marcus Smart. But the problem, Greg, is that if you ask them what that list is...
They're all going to say they're the apex predator.
That's it. I'm the king of the jungle.
This is Mike from Quincy. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to – I was kind of agreeing with Wiggy, but I think you guys are leaving out the fact that if the coach is doing his job and controlling, like let's use Doc Rivers, for example, and how he called out all his players, you know, at the end of that, said they weren't, you know, they weren't in good shape and blah, blah, blah. If Brad Stevens is to have that tone or that voice or that Belichick in him where the players, you know, have a little bit of fear that something might happen or the coach might bench him or whatever the case may be, Marcus Smart doesn't have to do that.
I'm coming around on this because I think he's a little laissez-faire.
Yes.
Yes. He reminds me of a math teacher, just kind of standing there on the sidelines with his arms folded, you know, and he answers a question once in a while. It's terrible how he has no I don't want to swear on the radio. He has no guts, let's just say.
But it's almost like, and it's almost like those guys, when it comes to playing D or getting boards on the D side of things, they don't want to do that. Like that, every one of those guys thinks that they're, you know,
but see that, but see that's where I find that to
other
be
than a, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, I mean, but that's where I find it to be a problem because Jaylen Brown's a pretty good defender, right? Jason Tatum's not a great on-ball defender, but he's long, he's rangy, he has, you know, Kemba Walker is probably the weak link of that defense. But I've always heard, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I always heard that this Celtics team plays great team defense. Now all of a sudden they're not good on defense, and it's still the same guys. That's what I've always heard about this Celtics team. Brad makes they play such great team defense.
Do you think Marcus Smart believes, two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he believes that he is a leader on this team?
Yes.
And do you think that the other guys look at him like a leader on this team or look at him like a role player that is trying to do things that he shouldn't be trying to do?
No, I think they look at him like he's a leader, but they also look at him he thinks he's better than he is offensively.
The best way I can put this so everybody can understand, they look at Marcus Smart the way Fitzy looked at Ken and I.
Oh, jeez.
What are you talking about? I think he likes you guys personally. I mean, maybe not in the workplace, but
who won in that battle?
But don't you have to know your role, know your lane? And yeah, maybe every now and then you step out of it because you're playing good. And I think that's their biggest problem. Here's what Brad should be doing. Here's what Brad should be doing. And I don't think he does this. And I don't know if you guys agree that he does this. In that room, that meeting room, team only room, whatever it is, 5 seconds on the clock, 10 seconds on the clock, that ball's better be in Jason Tatum's hand.
Yeah.
Jason, yeah. And you better make the right decision, whether right. That's shooting, doing whatever. And, hey, after Jason, if you're going to get it to the next guy, that guy should be you, Kemba Walker. And then it should be Jaylen Brown.
Well, I mean it might even, the way Kemba's been shooting, it might be it's Brown next. You
right,
know?
But even if it's Brown or Kemba Walker, they still know how this thing works. And I don't think they do. And that's why when you think of have a locker room skirmish and it's about shots and it's about who should be shooting the basketball.
The skerfuffle.
But then again,
the skerfuffle.
But then again, how many turnovers did Brad Stevens commit last night? Zero.
No, but that's them being sloppy with the ball because
that's them, though. That's on the players.
No,
or Miami being good. But, you know, Greg, I don't blame Brad Stevens, but even I will admit, the contract extension was bizarre. He was already signed through 2022. I mean, you're tight with the ownership group. Why would they have extended him?
I mean, I
like
them.
They're tequila.
Nice people. I mean, why did they do that? Because they believe in him.
Okay, so
because I think they think he's the best thing that's available, I guess. I don't know.
So let me ask you this question.
Why do you think it is, Ken?
I think they thought it would inspire the team this year for the post-pandemic. Like it would be bring them all together in some kind of a happy. I can't explain it. It's bizarre.
Let me ask this. So, all right, they like Brad Stevens. We think Brad Stevens is a good coach. Does this team work well together as the way that they're constructed based on the players?
I would have said that they did during the regular season, but something happened when it came to the playoffs. I don't know if it's being in the bubble. I don't know if it's young guys need. I mean, I think the argument about the crowd is ridiculous.
Nope.
I mean, do young guys thrive off of that? Do they need that?
It's what happened.
There's some people who are suggesting that they were distracted last night because of the Breonna Taylor situation.
That has nothing to do with it. It has not, that. The Breonna Taylor situation has nothing to do with it. You still have to be able to separate what's going on in the real world and what your job is at hand. This is the same thing that reared its head, I want to say, its ugly head a couple years ago when they started off smoking hot, Kyrie Irving got hurt in the playoffs, and then all those guys played well, and they went game seven with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they lost that game. And as soon as they got there, that's when they all go, at least for the guys that are here, Brown, Tatum, Smart, we've arrived.
Right.
We that guy now.
No, I think there's a little bit of that going on.
And that's the problem is they're not, though. They don't.
Right. They all want to be the guy who's taking the three to win the game.
Yeah.
And not getting, other than Marcus Smart, not getting down and throwing bodies around.
But you throw, I think they hustle and they work hard.
You thought they hustled last night? I mean, I guess at some points they did.
Well, I mean, I don't think
the first half, they were all off, both sides.
Yeah, but they weren't shooting well. But I've seen Tatum and I've seen Brown get on the ground for loose balls. I've seen Brown go after rebounds. They do that kind of stuff, but it's more about the offense with them, right? It's more about how we're playing, how we're sharing the ball and not playing. And Kendrick Perkins said it the best. It's too much me ball.
Well, I'm sure Rich is despondent after last night, so we'll get Rich in here for the crossover coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Well, there he is, the late, great Marvin Gaye, the artist who now has the number one album, Rich, on the Rolling Stone 500 Best Albums of All Time.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Pretty good. Did you get a vote on that?
I did not get a vote. Maybe in my previous employment situation I would have, but no vote for me.
He gets a Heisman vote now.
Now he does. That's great. Good news. Who do you like this year?
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. And kind of a disappointing evening last night for Celtics fans. I didn't get to watch your post-game video.
It was very good.
Episode.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were upset.
I was upset.
I did see pre-game the idle hands IPA you were consuming.
That helped the game, actually. Okay. To be honest. The game could have been worse.
Top 10 player.
Jason Tatum in the second half did look like a top 10 player. There's still something, though, about the first half, which that was unbelievable. Didn't you think he was hurt?
Yes.
He was so bad in the first half. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, I thought it because they said it 12 times during the broadcast. But
maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's hurt. And then he's like a different guy in the second half.
Well, the first half never happened.
It never happened. Just missed every shot. It was just bizarre.
Brad Stevens did sit him for a little bit.
But still, he played a ton of minutes overall. And so I don't know what that was. If he just played the whole game like that, you're like, all right, what happened during the off day? What was going on?
Right.
But he was great in the second half, but wasn't enough. And then once again, terrible in the fourth quarter and just turnover after turnover after turnover. It was frustrating.
He's got to learn to do a better job of – he's so blatant on when he drives to the hole on the push-off.
Yeah.
He's got to learn to be better at that.
Oh, he just throws that arm out.
It's like a running back.
There was a good – what do you have, like three offensive fouls last night?
Might have been, And then this was a good night for people like Wiggy who are anti-Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Yeah, but
he was awful.
But that's the thing. He should be on a shot
leash. I couldn't tell if you're saying short or
no shot.
A short shot leash.
Yes.
Say that. He should be on a short leash.
Yes.
Because, get him on one for game five.
But even in last night's game, there were a couple times where he comes down, he gets the ball, and boom, he just heaves it up.
Well, he was also a problem, too, because not only was he missing shots, but then in the fourth quarter, he was just getting so reckless with the ball, and then you were just giving... And then Tyler Hero was...
Unbelievable.
He was great.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah, because some of it was good defense. Now, he had a few open shots where it was bad defense, but a few times where... He would get in the basket. You're like, oh, there's no way he's going to be able to flip this up and in.
When does he get his driver's license?
He's still got the permit now, so he can go some places, but he needs an adult in the car.
Greg, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How do you think Wiggy would be as a head coach? You think the players would tune him out like 5 minutes into the job?
I've seen Wiggy as a head hockey coach at the Fenway game, and he just rides the star players. He wouldn't let anybody play.
I played Call of Duty with Wiggy and Scheim, and Wiggy, he's telling everybody what to do.
That's it.
The whole time.
Yeah.
He's pointing stuff out on the map. He's got to play it, and you better follow it.
He's an expert on everything. Just ask him.
I'm like Belichick.
Yes.
It's my way or the highway in hockey.
But the thing,
No. I got a goal in me here.
Rich, but the thing with Brad Stevens is, you know what the guy is. He's not gonna change. He's not. I mean, people want him to you know, start running up and down the court during the game and start
screaming at refs. That was a big story in the second round, right? Because Nurse was begging for calls and would get calls.
He's not going to be that.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to change.
More of an issue, you think, Brad Stevens or just the mix of your four best players?
I think I'm more in tune with what Wiggy is saying, which is that you got guys, nobody understands, nobody agrees to what their role is, and you got guys who resent maybe Marcus Smart a little bit.
There seemed to be a little bit of issue there with Smart.
I think they resent each other. It's too many. Everybody wants to be Michael Jordan, and I told Greg, no one wants to be Scottie Pippen.
But I also think a part of it is we're used to things being kind of instant, you know, because they went from the worst team in the league to getting Garnett and Allen, and then they won a title. It's harder to do that because I think Tatum and Brown, if they could continue to develop this way, they're only 23 and 22. So in like two more years, which seems like forever, but in two more years, if those guys are both legitimate all-stars, then that's your team.
But it's
I don't know if there's a quick fix.
But it's hard to be a legitimate all-star when you got two other guys, or in this case, and I don't really put Gordon Hayward, but he needs his shots as well. You got three other guys that you have to insert. If you go to Golden State, because people instantly want to go to Golden State and go, well, look how they were able to do it. It was Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. That was it. They were the two dogs.
And so the big comparison is Marcus Smart is a shorter Draymond Green. Right, the way he plays, sort of like he'll take a charge, he'll talk trash, all that.
Yeah.
But, and I think Wiggy would say this, how many games does Draymond Green take 15 shots?
Not many.
I don't think he does.
He might average.
That might be the big thing.
You know, he's averaging in.
And he knows he's not the best player.
Right, and what did KD said, listen, his average is like a grade point average, you know what I mean? So he knows his role when you look at his statistics.
Oh, he is. He's like 6'8" points or whatever it is.
His points per game is what KD said was a very good grade point average.
Yeah. So if they get bounced, and it appears likely that they will, and you're Danny Ainge, do you go and do you make a trade? Do you work on some kind of blockbuster deal?
I mean, I don't know what you can do because Gordon Hayward's going to opt back in, and with all his injuries and everything else, I don't think somebody's going to take him for $34 million. Kemba just signed, and then the other two guys you really want. So, I mean, I guess it would come down to Marcus Smart, right?
I think you have three guys.
And they re-signed him too a year ago.
I think you got three guys that you can ship. You got Smart, Brown, and Walker. You could package them in a deal. You maybe could get a guy like Karl Anthony Towns. Now your dynamic duo is Jason Tatum and Karl Anthony Towns, and you build around that with players who know their roles and know we defer to these guys. That's what they have to do.
Yes, Curtis.
Time to go home.
Oh.
And we're talking about
Curtis loves there. The basketball time.
Yeah, he loves it.
That's what it is.
Basketball and hockey. Curtis is all in.
He loves hoops.
No, I see Dale like throwing things. We're getting into a show here on Zoom.
Well, what are you guys doing today?
We're going to talk about the Celtics game.
Okay. That's it, right?
We are going to do football, though. We have Peter King. And actually, Chris Mannix is going to join us at 10:45. So we'll do some hoops with Mannix and Peter King at 11:30.
All right. Have an awesome show.
Thank you.
Dale and Keefe is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Patriots Friday at 6 a.m. Thank you very much for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.